July corn futures are currently trading about a dollar below the peak reached in August last year, but $1.40 higher than the low reached a month ago. December futures are trading a dollar and a half above the low of June 15th and are within 15 cents of the high reached last August. Much of the recent strength in corn prices has been associated with very hot, dry conditions in the central and eastern Corn Belt and indications that yield prospects have been reduced in those areas. As much of the crop in the Corn Belt has or soon will enter the reproductive stage, the market will continue to try to determine production prospects. In addition, the market is assessing the likely strength of demand to determine what price is needed to balance potential supply with likely consumption. On the demand side, corn exports continue to lag the pace needed to reach the USDA projection of 1.65 billion bushels for the year. With 9 weeks left in the year, inspections need to average 33 million bushels per week. The average for the 5 weeks ended June 28th was only 25 million. A shortfall in exports would add to year-ending stocks and available supplies for next year. The USDA has projected exports next year at 1.9 billion bushels. Sales for delivery during that year stood at 233 million bushels as of June 21st, compared to 190 million bushels last year and the average of only 60 million bushels for the previous 10 years. Early sales are not always an indicator of actual exports, but the large early sales support the USDA projection. For the current year, the USDA has projected corn use for ethanol production at 5.05 billion bushels, 0.6% more than used last marketing year. Through the first 10 months of the marketing year, ethanol production is up about 2%, so the projection is likely to be reached. However, ethanol production is now slowing as the combination of lower gasoline prices and higher corn prices has squeezed margins for both producers and blenders of ethanol. The renewable fuel standards require a 600 million gallon increase in renewable biofuel blending in 2013, but if margins remain under pressure, part of that requirement could be met with credits associated with excess production the last 2 years rather than with actual ethanol production. If that occurs, corn consumption for ethanol production would fall short of the USDA projection of 5 billion bushels for the upcoming marketing year. Domestic feed and residual use of corn totaled about 4.2 billion bushels during the first three quarters of the current marketing year. That's about 120 million less than during the same period last year. For the year, the USDA has projected use at 4.55 billion, 240 million less than used last year. To reach the projection, use during the fourth quarter would need to be only 335 million bushels. Based on historic levels of use and the current livestock inventory, use would be expected to be much larger during the quarter than needed to reach that projection. Apparent consumption in the summer quarter, however, is expected to be reduced by the larger than normal harvest and consumption of new crop corn before September 1. Larger than normal consumption of new crop corn results in a smaller level of old crop use and larger old crop stocks on September 1 than otherwise would have occurred. The current USDA forecast reflects this expectation, with feed and residual use next year projected to up 900 million bushels. Even with some of that expected consumption occurring this year, the projection still appears too large. The bottom line is that new crop corn prices are likely high enough to result in less consumption next year than currently has been forecast. The dilemma, however, is that it is far from clear how much corn will be available next year. At current prices, consumption next year might be closer to 13.3 billion bushels rather than the nearly 13.8 projected by USDA. To maintain year-ending stocks at 850 million bushels, production would also have to total 13.3 billion. With acreage harvested for grain at 88.85 million, the U.S. average yield would need to be near 150 bushels to produce that kind of crop. Based on recent and upcoming weather, there is considerable risk that the yield will be below that level. If so, additional rationing and even higher prices will be required.